are Locked On Big 12, your daily podcast on the Big 12 Conference, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everybody. Josh Neighbors here for the Locked On Big 12 podcast. On today's show, Chris Plank, the play-by-play voice of Oklahoma softball, joins me. We discuss the Sooners' road to the championship, what they face ahead. The same for Oklahoma State, another one of the Big 12 teams that is in the Women's College World Series, and more. So it's fun. Hope you all enjoy. All right, record that. All right. All right, cool. We will roll in 3, 2, and 1. All right, another Diamond Sports preview. Now we have the Women's College World Series this weekend, and joining us is the play-by-play voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, Chris Plank. Plank, thank you so much for joining us on the Locked On Big 12 podcast. I know you're busy.
Yeah, no, this is I told you right before we started taping, Josh, that this has been one of the wildest days I've ever had, because in addition to the Sooner games, I'm helping out getting an opportunity to broadcast on Westwood One. This is the first year that Westwood One has done every game in the Women's College World Series. So we've just been in Zooms and meetings from about 8:30 this morning on, and it's been fun. It's been a cool learning experience, and this is a nice getaway from it.
My, you know, it's really funny, the whole Zoom thing. I feel like it kind of makes you think about Patty Gasso, what a great career she's had, and then, you know, so many victories, having won this thing 4 times. But you have to think that there's more of an appreciation for it, right? I mean, this time around, especially with what happened last year, kind of having that pursuit for a championship taken from you, and then bringing this year to see what they've done. I mean, has she had kind of any perspective on that?
I think every coach has, to be honest with you, Josh. I think they look at it, and like we were talking to Mike Andrea earlier today, and the Arizona coach who was in his, 32nd year, for some reason that jumps to the top of my mind, but 36th year as a head coach, he said, and he's been there for 38 seasons. I think there is a certain sense of the players are relishing it and enjoying it more, because it was taken from them last year, and the coaches have been able to enjoy it more because, you know, you mentioned with Zoom, they've been able to strike a pretty good work home balance, to where, you know, maybe back in the day, 2 years ago, you're nonstop in your home, right? And that's it. You know, you're just at home and that's all it is. But, all right, excuse me. You're on the road. You're on the phone. You're in front of reporters. That's all it is. Now you can go home a little bit. Now you can spend some time away. So I think it's been it's horrible to say that a pandemic could have led to coaches being refreshed, because that takes away from the dangers of what we all experienced over the last, you know, year and a half. But I think it has lent itself to a deeper appreciation for these moments. And I think you're seeing that not only do we appreciate the game more, but we appreciate the greatness that we're seeing too, and what the likes of Patty Gasso. And I mean, I just mentioned Mike Andrea, who is playing in their 24th Women's College World Series. You know, they've won 8 national championships. So I think it's been as depressing and as horrific as it truly was. It's given this a jolt of energy.
Yeah, it's funny. We work in the lacrosse show on Saturday, and I think that was one thing, you know, the appreciation, right? The coaches talked about it, like preaching that to their players. And I mean, these coaches are such creatures of habit. They're so much process driven that something that I think disrupts their process probably pissed them off a lot, but also made them enjoy it much more. For Oklahoma, I mean, you know, how long have you been calling Oklahoma softball for?
My first year was 2016. So you go back to, you know, the freshman year of Sidney Romero and Shea Knighton and that crew. That was my first year. And I felt pretty good, Josh, because they won national champions in my first 2 seasons.
And then now, runner-up in 2019, and now they're in it this year. And this has got to be the best group you've seen. I mean, they do it all. And it's they are a machine, right? I mean, I remember that Georgia loss they took. I think they went out the next game, and run-ruled Georgia, right? Mm-hmm. And that's it's the kind of team they are. And then also, you know, they took that loss to Oklahoma State, came back and won both games.
In any team they played this year that they played more than once, they've run ruled them at least one time. that's just crazy.
It's like unreal. And they're headlined by, you know, two absolute studs. Jocelyn Alo winning player of the year. I mean, for people that don't know who Jocelyn Alo is and are planning on watching this weekend or might catch some of it this weekend, what can they expect from the Sooner stud?
She's complete. You know, I don't know if you'll see her play the field much. I think you'll see her more as a DP. But as far as being at the plate, she's a complete hitter. You know, you hear about the home run. She has 30 this year, which ties the record that she set in 2018. And then, of course, matched the mark that Lauren Chamberlain set twice in her career. But she just – it's not all home runs. You know, she's very smart at the plate. It might sound crazy to some whenever you have a person who just power seems to come that easily to that she's more than just a home run hitter, right? She's a student of the game. And I'll say this, you know, she's overcome a lot. If you listened at all to the announcement of her as player of the year, you heard the emotions from both herself and Pat and Coach Gasso. And part of that is because if you go back, so her freshman year was 18. In 2019, we took a trip to Kansas, right? Jocelyn wasn't on the trip. She didn't make the trip because Coach Gasso said, I need you to stay home. I need you to find your love for softball again. And it was a tough time for Jossie. I think she was going through some things to where maybe she didn't love softball as much, or maybe she was taking some things for granted. And Coach Gasso basically said, we can win with you. We can win without you. So you've got a choice to make, and she chose to grind. So, you know, this is somebody that's probably going, when all is said and done, to be the all-time home run record holder in OU softball and in college softball history. And she did it, and she's done it while also, you know, kind of battling her own self. And it's really cool to see her development over the last couple of seasons, because Josh, she is as awesome of a person off the field as she is a hitter in that batter's box and on it.
Quick pause in the action to let you all know today's Locked On Big 12 podcast is brought to you by Made In. How does your favorite restaurant consistently make such delicious food? The short answer, they have access to the right kitchen tools with Made In's professional quality cookware and kitchenware. Anyone is capable of making restaurant quality food at home. If you're serious about cooking, you should invest in your kitchen tools. Made In's cookware and kitchenware products are used by thousands of the world's best chefs. If quality and craftsmanship is important to you, you should check out Made In. Made In is a cookware and kitchenware brand that works with renowned chefs and artisans to produce some of the world's best pots, pans, knives, and wine glasses. Right now, Made In is offering our listeners 15% off your first order with promo code LOCKEDON. This is the best discount available anywhere online for Made In products. Go to madeincookware.com/lockedon. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 15% off on your first order. That's madeincookware.com/lockedon. Promo code LOCKEDON. Today's Locked On Big 12 podcast is also brought to you by rockauto.com. rockauto.com is an online auto parts shop serving customers for 20 years. rockauto.com has the best selection of parts for your car or truck. They've got thousands of parts from hundreds of manufacturers, from engine control modules to brake pads, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need with a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for pros and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How'd You Hear About Us box. That way, they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. That's rockauto.com.
It was so great to see the way her team reacted and just kind of flocked to her in that moment, right? I mean, I think there was almost some hesitation to hug her because, you know, with going on with COVID, and it's everybody knows it's on camera, right? But once everybody started hugging, I mean, it was awesome to see. And then the other thing I talked about, you know, Tiare Jennings. I mean, I remember we had Patty on earlier in the season, like at the very beginning, maybe in February, talking about the idea of having two lineups. And you know, the idea of, you know, we, I guess it was what, 1-4, and kind of having, okay, you know, you reset and it's almost like you have another 1-4 happening right after that.
I feel like Tiara was a part of that at some point. And I mean, she's just blossomed freshman of the year. And, you know, as good as Jocelyn, I mean, this has been, she's been just as good too.
Yeah. And I'll be honest with you, there had been so much talk about Jada that you almost had lost sight and lost track of how good that Tiara could be. And one of my coworkers, Jessica Cootie, did a really cool feature on Tiara. And at that moment, during the off season, and at that moment, she came back and remember her saying, listen, Tiara is the stud, you know? And I thought it was Jada Coleman. Jada Coleman is a stud. Don't get me wrong. Right. But Tiara just, I was thinking a lot, Josh, I went back and rewatched the game just to hear what the ESPN and ABC people were saying. And, you know, Jessica Mendoza said something about Tiara on a pitch from Gabby Plain. Gabby Plain, the Washington pitcher, who's maybe the best drop ball pitcher going right now. And Jessica Mendoza said on the first hit of game two against Washington, which was a line drive to right center field to the wall. You know, Mendoza is breaking down. She goes, that's where you want that pitch. You want that pitch right there. And she takes it and drills it to the wall. So it kind of, what I say about Tiara, even as a freshman, is the same thing that fits to Jocelyn Allo and Jada Coleman and Grace Lyons and Lindsay Elam. They love competition and they love the game. So it's really cool to see a group that not only challenges themselves, but also goes out and tries to get better every single time they step to the plate. You know, if they finish this off, if they win the national championship, which is going to be tough, UCLA has Bubba Nichols back, James Madison and Odyssey Alexander can beat anyone. You know, you got to deal with a team that's beaten you this year in the second round. You know, it's going to be tough, but this might be a team based on the 50-2 record in the regular season and sweeping through the postseason that you start putting up there with that 2013 Oklahoma team and some of the, you know, late 90s UCLA teams is one of the best we've ever seen. That's how complete this team truly is if their pitching holds up.
Yeah, the pitching is one thing, but, you know, they've almost haven't really needed it to be outstanding all the time. When you're this good offensively, it kind of helps the pitching out. But luckily for them, you know, they've had really good contributions, especially I think Nicole May is the one that really comes to mind first. Right?
Everybody true freshman.
Yeah, true freshman and has been, I mean, you know, has she been their best pitcher this year? Would you say that? Or
I think that you've had all three pitchers spend a moment this season being the best pitcher, right? And that to me is always the indication of a great team. And I think there were moments this year where G. Juarez was their best pitcher. There were moments when Shannon Sale was. And the most recent moment is Nicole May being their best pitcher. You know, I don't know, Josh, when this is dropping, but, you know, Oklahoma plays very early on Thursday morning, right. And I would not be surprised if G. Juarez is starting, and she didn't step on the field during the Super Regional. So I this team, man, they found a way to counterbalance a few struggles in the rotation, but their pitching is still amazing, right? I mean, they've got three pitchers that can start for anyone. And that might be as deep as they go. They gave Olivia Raines a chance against Wichita State, and it didn't work out so well. But she came in relief the day before and was amazing. So, you know, they go three deep. They could pitch a fourth or a fifth if they want. But I'm telling you right now, what's made this team go is its offense. But what's made them potentially special is to have, even when a pitcher is off or down, they have another pitcher that steps up.
I want to ask about the other Big 12 team that we're going to see, because I think there is – you know, as much as the focus is always on winning a championship, right? I'm sure Kenny Iaski's focuses on Georgia, who, you know, I think that they are, if you said it was going to be Alabama and Georgia, the two teams, right, the ACC up, right? You'd be a little shocked. But, you know, I got to feel like his focus is squarely on the team that they might play tomorrow, right? Because, you know, when we spoke to him this year, I feel like there was such a, I mean, he really, really gives, really cares a lot about that relationship, about the Oklahoma State thing. And look, beating them in the series, he knows this is tough, but the fact that they beat them once is very encouraging, I think, for Oklahoma State, right? Because if you know, for them, they play Oklahoma, most likely it's going to be in situations where the games might be a little bit spread out, right? Not like back-to-back days in any way. And they're gonna have isolated games. So, I mean, this Oklahoma State team, you know, I didn't think that, I don't think the championship game in the Big 12 was very competitive, was it? But their series was, it felt like, right? After winning that first game, I forget if it was Saturday or Sunday, they had a game, you know, Oklahoma, and then we're going back and forth. But, you know, this Oklahoma State team, I mean, little brother, right? I guess is how you could say it. But this year is their best chance, I think, to maybe upset the apple cart with that.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, like you said, he's got the ultimate sales tool is that they beat him once, right? And here's my only concern is Cary Eberle has thrown a lot of innings this year. Kelly Maxwell did a really nice job against Oklahoma, but by the time that they saw Eberle a second and then a third time in the Big 12 championship game, they had her. They felt really good. So they're either going to need a Herculean performance from Kelly Maxwell or Logan Siminek, I think, to get past Oklahoma, or just a game where they go out and they outmash them. It was funny. I was talking right before we jumped on the air. I was talking with one of our Westwood One guys, Ryan Radke, and he's going to be calling the championship series and all the main games. And Ryan's an absolute stud. And he said, what's the way that Oklahoma loses? And I said, a 10-7 game, you know, a game like Georgia where, and again, some might say, well, it was, what was the final score? 6-4 when Oklahoma State beat them. But I do think that you're looking at a situation now where there's so much tape on every single pitcher that you're going to see that Oklahoma is going to have some success. The key will be if they go up against a team that they can't get out. And to me, on that side of the bracket, the team that presents the greatest challenge, say, for Oklahoma is their Big 12 cohort, Oklahoma State. I mean, listen, with that lineup that they have, if they – I mean, it's transfer you, as Kenny has talked about. Mm-hmm. Sidney Pennington's been great at third. Haley Busby's obviously an all-conference performer. I mean, they're Cheyenne Factor hit a couple home runs against Oklahoma. She's really good. Kylie Naomi's solid at shortstop. So – that's a really good team. So, you know, if you're going to beat Oklahoma, I don't think it's going to be a game where it's one zip. I don't think that's going to happen. But if you can outslug them and get a couple of outs from your pitchers, and maybe you got a chance. And I think that offensively, the two teams in this tournament that have a chance to do that are Oklahoma State and UCLA.
One more quick pause in the action. Today's Locked On Big 12 podcast is brought to you by our friends at Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting, best for you protein bar in the game today. Go to BuiltBar.com today to check out their 9 delicious flavors. I actually had one this morning. The 9 flavors available to the public are coconut, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel. Guys, I had one this morning and I am feeling full. I am feeling good to go. Not too much sugar in there. I feel like I can do my workout here after I'm done recording the show as well. So I feel great after having my Built Bar, and I'm sure you guys will do too. 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, only those 4 grams of sugar. I'm telling you, folks, Built Bars are the real deal, Holyfield. Go to BuiltBar.com right now. Use the promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15, LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. Once again, promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, LOCKED15 at BuiltBar.com.
Tomorrow's matchup might be the best pitcher versus, you know, pitching versus lineup matchup. You could see one of the best ones that we're going to see. You see a lot of other ones, but Odyssey Alexander for JMU has been fantastic. I watched great. Her. And look, like any pitcher, this is across baseball or softball. The more you see them, the more they can be had. It's just the nature of how pitching and you know, hitting works. I will say, you know, that the fact that it's not a series, it benefits JMU just a little bit, because that first game, you saw it last week in the Super Regional against Missouri, she had Mizzou's number the entire night. I think 10 strikeouts, 2 hits. She got a little loose there late. It was tough in the end, but she stuck it out and really, you know, got them that win. How excited are you to watch this matchup tomorrow? Because the JMU's lineup's not great, but they do enough to get it done most of the season. They've only lost twice. They lost the first time in 2 months, I think, against Missouri in the middle game. So how pumped are you to see the Very pitching pumped. And hitting matchup tomorrow?
So on our broadcast, Erin Miller is joining the Sooner Radio Network this weekend to help us out. And she was at the Knoxville Regional. So she had a chance to see the 19 strikeout performance against Liberty whenever she shut down Tennessee. So if you think about it, you know, you mentioned it, 10 Ks, 6 Ks. I mean, her defense let her down in that second game, but she was still pretty good. The area that I think Oklahoma might be able to take some advantage would be if they can, if she gets tired, she looks, I mean, beyond human with what she's right. been able to endure. I had all my numbers here in front of me and they disappeared, but I want to say that if you were to equate what she's done here in 2021 to what Paige Parker did in 2016, like, I mean, it's pretty much on par as far as number of pitches and innings pitched are concerned. So it's wild how she's been able to do it and have so much success. But like I said, if Oklahoma's going to have some success, it's the fact that she walked 11 batters in those three games.
Right.
One of those games was an inning and two thirds. And she had only walked, you know, heading into that weekend, 23 batters all season long in what, over 100 innings. So maybe that's a sign that she's getting a little tired. Maybe that's a sign that she can be a little bit vulnerable. But I'll tell you what, they've got their work cut out for them, does Oklahoma. And then in that, any team that has to face Odyssey Alexander, it's the first time that you've had a non-Power 5 team make the big dance since 2014 and the first time ever for James Madison. And they've had some really good pitchers in the past. So they've done a nice job, man. This is going to be a fun team. Lauren LaPorte has done a great job as their head coach. But I'll tell you what, this is one of the best pitchers that we've seen this year against one of the best lineups. And, you know, Oklahoma won that with right. Gabby Plain and a pitcher of the year final, player of the year finalist versus Oklahoma's offense. So it's pretty cool to see.
I see your kids are wanting to spend time with their father, so I'm going to get you out of here at play.
Yeah.
When we're all said and done, we're sitting at it, you know, in the final. Is it going to be what we thought? Is it the Gonzaga Baylor of softball? Is it going to be UCLA and Oklahoma? Has this been a talking point?
Yes. In fact, I started to bring it up the other day to some softball people, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we've been talking about that." You know, that right. this is, and I think I'm a hopeless paranoid person. So I'm always worried about X, Y, and Z. I was worried when Wichita State came into town and they took care of business there. I was worried about Washington and they took care of business there. I'm worried about Odyssey Alexander. We'll see. I know that it's challenging because then you have to start preparing for two other opponents because you just don't know. And you get less than 24 hours to square off against them or more if you lose. But I'm just, there's something about, the way that this team has prepared itself all season long. And then there's something about the way UCLA has overcome adversity. Now, the Bruins have been battling injuries all season long, but then lo and behold, you know, we just talked to Kelly and Way Perez and they've got Bubba Nichols back. So they've got two members of Team USA that are back for right. the Women's College World Series in Rachel Garcia, who's been pitching pretty well. And then Bubba Nichols, who's back. So, yeah, I think that's a really good comparison, and I've used that quite a bit to where in college basketball, we all felt like it was Gonzaga and Baylor and everyone else. I feel that same way. I thought there was a few moments where some thought a team like Texas or Oklahoma State or LSU or even real early in the season in Oregon and in Washington. But in the end, these have been the two best teams all season long, and I do think, Josh, that's the collision course we're on. Now, anything can happen. UCLA's got to play Florida State, who beat them 2 of 3 times in 2018. In fact, I think 4 of the last 5 meetings between these two teams have been in the Women's College World Series, which is crazy.
That's nuts.
Which is nuts, right? And then on the other side, Oklahoma's got to deal with Odyssey Alexander and then what's going to be a pretty riled up either Oklahoma State or Georgia team. Yeah. Georgia has that mantra, probably the hottest team heading into this tournament. So I don't want to rubber stamp or rubber seal anything, but I do think there's a really good chance that Oklahoma's and UCLA are heading into Sunday, and you've got to beat them twice in order to get to that Women's College World Series championship series.
I love it. I'm so excited. It should be fun. It's great to have, you know, 25% of the field represented by the Big 12 conference.
It's great, man. To have. And if you think about it, you know, you go one step deeper, you know, Oklahoma, Texas, Oklahoma State, you know, Iowa State and Baylor, 5 of the 7 teams that play softball in the Big 12 made the big dance. It's incredible. Right. It's been a great year.
Yes, it's been excellent. Chris, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much, and have fun. Enjoy your time. Enjoy your time tomorrow. Calling it. Thank you so much for your time.
See you, bud.
Want to thank Chris Plank for his time. That will do it for our show today. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at @LOBig12. You can follow me at @Josh_. Until next time, my friends, as always, stay safe.